happy International Women's Month and tomorrow's Women's Day to all you mamas out there that are so strong. And we wanted to celebrate you with bringing 8 of our favorite quotes to remind you how strong you actually are and just celebrate us. So thanks for tuning in and let's dive into it.
Hey, mama, welcome to the Nurturing Parent Podcast. Do you want to end the constant battles for bath time? Do you find yourself emotionally exhausted at the end of the day? Do you wake up with big hopes for a smooth day of fun with your little ones, only to face an early morning meltdown because you peeled their banana the wrong way?
Silly you.
Silly you.
Hey, I'm Serena. I am a mama of 2 little ones, and as a new mama, I constantly question myself. I wanted to make sure I was raising respectful kids while also building a strong bond with them. But I discovered that I had to unlearn my ideas that punishment was the way. With Amalisa's encouragement, I've been practicing a respectful and gentle parenting approach, which is strengthening our bond as a family.
And hi, I'm Amalisa. Amma means grandmother in Icelandic. I am a mama and an amma. And I have over 40 years of experience in child care and parent coaching. And I am so excited to share the knowledge I've gained over these years with you.
Together in this podcast, each week we will explore some easy to implement skills you can add to your parenting tool belt to help you create a happy, thriving family. Happy Women's Month, mamas.
Yay. International Women's Day, March 8th. We wanted to do a special episode for you today to honor all of us women here at the Nurturing Parent Podcast. And I looked up a little bit of just basic information. When did International Women's Day start? 1909. New York City, 15,000 women did a demonstration. And what were they demonstrating for? And what is it about? They were advocating for women's equal rights. We're still doing that. I don't know which year it was. I should have looked this up. But in Iceland, 1 year in the mid-1900s, I'm thinking, I remember, 10,000 women in Iceland, and that's like a huge portion of, like, it was a tenth of their population, I think, marched for women's equal rights and equal pay. And we're still needing to march for those things because we are not living with equity between the sexes still, right? In 1911, it became an International Women's Day. And then I read in 2001, there's now an International Women's Day online platform. So it's internationalwomensday.com if anybody wants to go check that out. So that's just the, you know, basic history of the timeline of it. And for today, Serena and I have chosen 8 quotes that we love about women and girls and the strength of who we are and who we are as women and girls. And we want to share those with you and just chat a little bit about each of the quotes. 8 for, you know, the 8th. We had 14 quotes about love and how to love, or ideas about how to love our families and our partners and our children back on the 14th of February. So on March 8th, we have 8 quotes for you about women. So I'll start with number 1. So feminism, again, being the advocacy for women's equal rights. And this quote by G.D. Anderson says, feminism isn't about making women strong. Women are already strong. Thank you. It's about changing the way the world perceives that strength.
Living in a patriarchal society.
Yes.
It truly amazes me because knowing how strong we are, we raise each generation, we are the ones that put so much work into this world, and for it to be governed by men,
Yeah,
It's really frustrating to me.
it's pretty incredible. You know, if you look throughout history, you will discover, and there are still some matriarchal societies on our planet. And I will say that most, if not all, ancient societies were matriarchal in their makeup. Women tend to be the nurturers. We tend to be the ones who are, as you say, raising the next generation. We are raising the future societies who will lead, who will become the leaders of tomorrow, who will become the teachers, the doctors, the lawyers, the street sweepers, the mothers. We are raising the next generation of mothers who will raise the next gen. Like, we are foundational in who our societies become, right? So yes, we are already strong, and International Women's Day and feminism as a concept on the planet is about changing the way the world perceives our strength.
Yes, because we are perceived as emotional or weak because we show our emotions. But
Yes.
when you look at the statistics, I think there's higher suicide rates in men because they can't show their emotions, or because it is very taboo for men to be emotional. And we let those emotions out, but yet we get labeled as weak or too emotional.
And that is a really good point, because it points directly to why I and we, Serena and I, are always talking to you about allowing our children to have their feelings. Our boys and our girls, all of our children deserve the right to feel what they feel. We can curb their actions, but we must get better acquainted, all of us, with our emotional bodies, because we are. That's part of what makes us human, right? All right, let's look at number two, Serena.
So number two is, I never knew how strong I was until I became a mother. And I can really relate to that because it can be so hard sometimes, but we just have to push through those times, tap into our nurturing, loving sides, take care of ourselves, and be there for our kids.
And speaking of pushing, the first
Oh,
time many of us really feel the strength of who we are as a woman is when we push our babies out into the world.
yeah.
And for those of you who ended up with a C-section, there's no problem there at all. Thank goodness for modern science. And you did the work leading up to that, carrying our babies through our pregnancies. We are so strong.
Yeah, the recovery of a C-section, that's not easy. That is a major surgery, and it's very hard having not being able to pick up your kids right after having them, your babies.
So the strength, that we learn when we become mothers, holy moly. Yeah, it really does alter our view of ourselves. And yes, all through our children's childhoods. I mean, my daughter is now 37, and I'm still rising up to the strength of who I need to be as a mama, because it's constantly changing. You know, when you're pregnant, there's a strength. When you're giving birth, there's a different kind of strength. When you're holding that newborn infant and you're hardly sleeping, there's another kind of strength. When you're dealing with a crawling baby who's crawling up and down and over and under, and then you're running after a 2-year-old, and a toddler, and then you're trying to keep up with the brain development of your preschooler, and it goes on and on. Every stage of our children's development has us show up with a new kind of strength. Yay, us.
It's
Yay,
beautiful.
you. Number three. And I'll just say, some of them, they didn't have, when I found the quotes, they didn't have a name to attribute. So that last one, I never knew how strong I was until I became a mother, is unknown. Number three is a Tina Turner quote, y'all. You must love and care for yourself because that's when the best comes out.
That's a big one. It's a big one because we forget that so often as mothers and we don't do it. Even if we are reminded, we might not even do it. Love and care for ourselves. And that looks like not feeding yourself when you're feeding your kids and missing out on meals and just eating the crumbs. It's not waking up and doing your morning routine, brushing your hair, showing up as your best self. Because when you look good, you feel good. When you take care of your health, you feel better. And when you're feeling good, you're loving your kids and you have more patience and all the energy. Yeah.
And another one around the food when you were talking about, you know, just eating the crumbs. Sometimes not taking care of ourselves is eating all the leftovers on our children's plates instead of tossing them in the compost bucket because you don't want to waste food, but you're actually not hungry. So some of us are going to be overeating. Some of us are going to be undereating. Some of us are going to be stuffing the emotions down with the food, you know, all the things, right? Mm-hmm. So I love that Tina says here that the best comes out when we love and care for ourselves. And I want that for you. I want that for each one of you. I'm in my early 60s now, you guys, and it's taken almost this long, and I still don't love and care for myself as much as I could a lot of the time or some of the time. I want to share with you something I learned from a counselor many, many years ago. And it was really helpful for me at the time. I still pull this up and use it when I need to do better self-care. And I've shared it with a lot of people who've said thank you and that it has helped them. So here you go. When you hear your inner voice beating up on yourself, when you are not doing those things that you know you need to do to love and care for yourself, here's a trick. You think about your child. If your child was going through what you're going through right now and having a hard time, not caring for yourself the way they need themselves, the way they need to. So imagine your little one is now that young adult and they're going through what you're going through. What would you advise your child? How would you want them to take care of themselves? How would you advise them if you could, and we can't, but if you could see them loving themselves and taking care of themselves, how would you want them to do that? Then you
do it for yourself.
On yourself. You give yourself that advice. So I was in a dating relationship. One example, I think this is when she taught me this, and it needed to end and I needed to end it. And she said that to me, just as an example, she said that to me. And I said, well, I would want my daughter to get, you know, get out of there and get out of there fast. And it was like, oh, because sometimes when we're in it, whatever it is, we can't see clearly enough, right? If you're not eating well, like you pointed out, Serena, and you're kind of too busy and you're just busy, busy, busy. You're not eating well. You're not resting well. How would you want your child to take care of themselves when they have little babies underfoot and around 24/7? You would so want them to eat nutritious food, drink lots of water, and get as much rest as they possibly could. So there you go. I hope that helps.
All right. The next one, this is the one that makes me emotional.
Awesome. I love that you get the emotional one for you.
So this one's by Maya Angelou, and it's each time a woman stands up for herself, she stands up for all women.
Yes. Yes, sister. Yes, my darling. Let's say that one again. Can you Can you say it again? You're
You
shocked.
just like to torture me, huh?
No,
But
I
I got
love
it.
it when
I
your
got
emotion
it.
comes up because it means it's so resonating for you. And
Yes.
I'm going to bet you that we have listeners right now who are also feeling emotional.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
A family of blue people from the bright yellow planet take a fantabulous summer vacation trip all over the universe. Young Haon gets kidnapped by giant rats, and the whole family almost gets danced to death in outer space, but they still manage to go to intergalactic beaches, county fairs, nightclubs, motels, and they go shopping. On the podcast, I'll read from my middle grade novel version, and I'll play songs from the album. So come hear Space Vacation, the musical, and remember, the universe is like a song.
The universe is like a song.
Yeah, so this one, I'll say it again, is each time a woman stands up for herself, she stands up for all women. And this may be, so I'll tell you a story, and maybe this is why I get emotional, but I worked at a restaurant, and it can be very not comfortable for women working in restaurants. And I remember a guy who worked in the kitchen smacked my butt. And I am so upset every time I think about it that I just didn't go and smack him across the face. And I stayed quiet about it. And I think, what if that happened to my daughter? I would want my daughter to, like, I felt embarrassed. Why did I feel embarrassed? I should have smacked him across the face and made him feel embarrassed for what he just did, and letting him know you just don't touch women like that. And if I would have smacked him, maybe he wouldn't do it to another person, another woman. And just the way that we're taught to just be quiet and be polite, and it really pisses me off, because we do not have to deal with that. We do not have to go through that. And we definitely should not feel embarrassed because somebody else had the audacity to do something like that. And I
the
would never.
Audacity is a good word for that. Thank you for sharing that story. Holy. And I would say, I'm not an advocate for hitting. So I would say another way that you could, which, you know, here I'm going to bring in my parenting educator hat, pop that on my head, you know, use your words. You can feel like hitting that person. And I would say, stand up and face that person and say, don't ever hit me again. Don't ever even touch me again. My body is my body. You are not invited anywhere close. So with very powerful words, very strong, very clear boundaries, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or with a really strong fist right in the face.
No. We do not advocate violence on this program.
Sorry.
But you know what that tells me? That tells me that your reaction, that your feelings about it were really, really big. I did not like that. Do not do that again. That is not okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So if your child, here we go again. If your child gets hit and raises their hand to hit back really hard, what are you going to say? Our hands are not for hitting.
Yes.
Our words are for standing up for ourselves. And our words can be powerful. So there are many ways that we can be empowering for ourselves and for all women with our words and with our, you know, an action of walking away and not carrying that shame. Like, that's the tricky part for us women, right? Is that we get treated disrespectfully and completely inappropriately by a man. And we feel like somehow we're like the victim shaming.
Yeah.
The victim blaming. We're somehow to blame. Like, we wore the wrong thing. We moved our body the wrong way. Like, no, I'm sorry. So, so powerful, Maya Angelou. Every time a woman stands up for herself, she stands up for all women. So good. Number five, Strong women. Ooh, I love this one. Strong women don't have, quote, attitudes. We have standards. Marilyn Monroe. And again, this speaks to who we are raised as little girls. We're taught, like you said, that in the last example, that we're taught to be quiet. We're taught to be nice. We're taught to be polite. We're taught to be pretty. We're taught all the things, and there's nothing wrong with being pretty and nice and polite and quiet when it's appropriate. But when it's not appropriate, like in that example you just shared with us, hell no, I didn't like that. Don't ever do that again. That's not an attitude. That's not a woman with an attitude in the negative connotation of that word. That's a woman who has high standards. You are not invited in my inner circle of the bubble that I live in right over here in my body, right? Mm-hmm.
And then we have think like a queen. A queen is not afraid to fail. Failure is another stepping stone to greatness. And that is by one of the greats, Oprah.
Yes, one of the greats. Think like a queen.
And this one I've been feeling a lot lately because we don't fail. We learn from every mistake that we make. And if we didn't have that mistake, we wouldn't have that lesson come from it. And I think that is such a good way to shift your mentality whenever something doesn't go the way you planned. It's just a lesson that we learn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there can be a lot of feelings around it again, which are fine. You know, and the feeling of failure is an indication that there's a stepping stone for you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Number seven, the last two, we don't have who they're by. So they're just the unknown. But I love this one, you guys. Little girls with dreams become women with vision. We need to be careful not to rain on our children's parade. Mm-hmm. We need to be careful not to squash their dreams. We need to be careful not to bring our adult perspective, which I'm sorry, but by the time we get to be adults, our light has been squashed and dimmed a lot over our childhoods by, you know, well-meaning mostly adults in our world. But even saying things like a little girl who dreams of, I'm going to be a ballerina when I grow up, you know, and here's this gangly, awkward, falling down all the time, like non-coordinated little girl who's has this dream about being a ballerina. And you're like, oh, honey, I don't think you're ever going to be a ballerina. It's like, you know, or whatever. I'm going to be a plastic neurosurgeon. It's like, you know, I think maybe you should dream a little more realistically. No, let's not squash their dreams. Let's go, wow, that's a big dream to have. How exciting. I wonder where that dream came from. What has you thinking about being a ballerina or being a neurosurgeon? You know, like just allow them to play in the world of dreaming big.
And support them when they do by, you know, introducing them to what that might look like. I think if they like tennis, you know, sign them up for tennis. They might be the next Serena Williams. You never know.
You never know. Mm-hmm. You never know. And so many of us, I know Serena and I talk about this sometimes off recording time, where we're trying to overcome some of the times where our dreams got squashed. And how do we live into the bigger vision of who we know we can be? So just remember, our little girls and boys, but this is International Women's Day, our little girls with dreams become women with vision.
And then we have the last one, and we save the best for last. I love this one.
Me
so,
too.
Here's to strong women. May we know them. May we be them. May we raise them. And that's what we're doing here as nurturing mothers. We are strong women. We know other strong women and we're raising them. And Like
okay,
we said,
now I'm emotional. Now I feel emotional. Yeah.
It's having two daughters and thinking about these quotes and how I want to make sure I'm doing the best I can to raise them to be strong women. We don't want to let that message get lost in society and in everyday life, the chaos. It is so important to be that support system for our kids, for ourselves, and for other women. Sometimes we compete with other women, and why? There's so much space for all of us to be great.
Yes. Hallelujah, sister. Here's to strong women. And Serena, I got to say, my dear, you are one of them in my life for sure. May we know them, may we be them, and may we raise them. Hallelujah and amen to that. We love you all and have a beautiful International Women's Day tomorrow if you're listening to this on the day it drops. And whenever you listen to it, every day can be a day to celebrate the strength and the amazingness of women everywhere in the world. Ooh, and just to leave off, I remember I wanted to sing for you a song that I wrote for International Women's Day when I was asked to perform many, many years ago now. It is we did record it last year for International Women's Day, but here it is again. And I invite you to sing it anytime you need to stand up for yourself and for the women around you and for your girls if you're raising daughters. Women stand up, women hand in hand, women stand up, women do all we can to heal the world, stand up. Women stand up, women hand in hand, women stand up, women do all we can to heal the world, stand up.